fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, boys and girls, this is a bare-boned presentation this morning. I'm sitting out in my car. I'm somewhere out in the, I'm near Chicago, but not in Chicago. Praise the Lord. Got my headphones on, sitting outside the hotel, because the hotel we stayed in last night is pretty nice, but I think the walls are thin, so I didn't want to wake everybody up here. It's only 6 o'clock here in Illinois. Appreciate y'all being with us. Hey, listen, a couple of prayer requests as we get going. You know, I feel bad when I do these prayer requests. Let me explain that. Here's why I feel bad. Because there are probably a lot of you out there that need a lot of prayer. And thank golly, how come they never pray for me? Good question. But I know Randy Lunsford. I'm aware of his condition. So I said, we need to pray for Randy. Randy has some type of pneumonia. They took him to the ER last night.
Aww.
And I don't know if they admitted him or not. When Michelle and I kind of wrapped things up last night, I don't know if I'd gotten a word on that or not. But fluids, antibiotics, no, he's not taking any COVID treatments or anything like that. No, he's not putting on a ventilator. But he just reached the point where he, you know, needed some help. So we want to pray for our brother Randy and just thank all of you again after yesterday's show. I feel like I got something. I'm sorry. Feel after yesterday's show that, well, I felt faith build yesterday. I don't know about you guys. Felt a lot of faith build. And we have to continue to do that. Whose report will you believe, right? We will believe the report of the Lord. Just appreciate all the prayers. I know that you guys have been throwing our way for Maggie and for little baby Joe, even though that's not his name. But Pastor Tom Gill told me last night, give him a name so we can call out his name. Call out his name. Call that little guy out of the womb. So I just covered all your prayers. This is really church, isn't it? Isn't this, we really got a church here. Well, you know, I'm hesitant to even say that, but we do. Not only that, we have a church that meets every day. We have 5 days a week. That itself is pretty amazing. My computer froze up on me. I can't see anything. I can see a few faces on my screen, but I can't normally see what I need. You know, when hands are raised and all that stuff, I can't do it. Listen, Spencer, real quick, folks, I want you to see this. Then I'm going to jump over and turn this over to Mark Trump and let him take us someplace really good. Spencer, I sent you a thing that talks about medical releases. Yeah, that a boy. Thank you. Hey, is Jared listening over there, Spencer? If he is, elbow him real quick. We want to get this up on our website, friends. Michelle and I got a couple notifications yesterday from people who wanted to know, hey, where do you get that exemption, that medical exemption? Is there such a thing out there? And so we got this. I wish my mind worked that I could tell you all where we got it from, but I don't remember, okay? But it was forwarded to us, and we're going to get this on our website. If you would click on that, folks, this is how you – now, look. We live in a day where the Constitution almost doesn't even matter anymore. And we've done on this show several times the idea of a redress of grievances, which is almost non-existent. The courts won't do the right thing. The courts won't follow the Constitution. Our elected officials won't do anything. It's like it's a paralysis out there. Nothing. People are openly breaking the law and nothing's happened to them. Nothing. None of this COVID stuff, none of this lockdown, none of this, folks, is legal. None of it. Yet there's no place to turn to. So when my wife first brought this to my attention, this form I'm going to show you, I said, what does it matter? She got kind of upset with me. I said, you know, because I'm being mean. She said, what does it matter? Who the hell's going to enforce it? That's what I said to her. And so I apologized to my wife. These forms, we're going to get this posted on our website. Click on, I can't even hardly see it, it's so small on my screen. Folks, you go here, And this is a medical form you can download and sign, okay? Maybe it's good for your job. Maybe it's good for whatever. Maybe for your kids to go to school. Click on one of those, Spencer, so they can see how this thing works. And we are going to have this posted at CoachDaveLive.com. It has to be signed. I don't know if it has to be, I don't know if it needs, I can't see it on my screen, okay? I don't know whether it needs to be notarized. I don't know whatever it is. But at least there's a religious exemption for not taking a vaccination, not wearing a mask. Well, that will be, if Jared's listening, we're going to try to get this posted on our website today. Download it, print it, download it, sign it, follow the instructions, and then use it however you can. I don't know, folks, listen. It's perfectly legit and perfectly carries the weight of the law. But we're in a lawless nation. I don't know. So that will be posted. You can put it in the chat if you want to. But Jared, please get this posted on our website. Also, one other thing. I'll get you in here, Mark, I promise. One other thing is posted on our website another great video yesterday about the transmission, what they put in this vaccination specifically. It's about, I don't know, it's about 20 minutes. It's unbelievable. It's from, God, what's that guy's name? My brain's fried. Anyway, it's up there. I can hardly see my screen. I can see the guy's name, Stu Peters. It's a Stu Peters video. So folks, that would be a lot of good stuff on there worth watching. Then yesterday, Mark, before I bring you in real quick, Doc Jen, if you're out there, could you unmute yourself? If you're out there, Doc Jen, I don't know if you are. You probably are, because I know you want to tune in.
She had a meeting. She had a meeting this morning.
Okay. Doc Jen said something really, really, I thought it really resonated with me yesterday, friends. Maybe Mark will talk about it a little bit. The idea that you've trained yourself to be fearful, that the first response we have is fear to almost everything. I don't know what happened to me. Fear's not the first thing that grips me. And Doc Jen said yesterday that we are so trained that that part of our brain, when something new comes across of us, the reaction is fear before we even think. It's fear before we even think. That's how programmed our minds are towards fear. And it isn't interesting. The Lord said that we're to take captive every thought. There was a purpose, wasn't it? That a thought evidently can grab that thought. You can grab it and you can bring it to the obedience of Christ. Wow, that's a powerful thought, isn't it? So you begin to look at it. Michelle and I were having that discussion yesterday because I'm a classic, glass is always half full. She's always, the glass is about to break. Always, that's always her initial reaction. God love her. How did she get programmed to think that way? And how did I get programmed just the opposite? I mean, that's the way I live my life. Something good's about to happen as opposed to something bad's about to happen. And most of us are programmed that something bad's about to happen. So if our minds normally went to something good's about to happen, why would the Lord tell us to take captive every thought? He knew that the enemy was going to sow negative thoughts, and that they found a fertile ground someplace in our brain that those negative thoughts begin to grow. And the Lord said, don't do that, man. Take captive every thought. Take that thought and reason what you know about me. What do you know about me? Well, I know that you love me. I know that you're the creator. I know that we can do all things through Christ, and begin to repeat these things and reprogram that part of our brain. Okay. I'm stealing Mark's time. I've been waiting all week. He said everybody should have a pen and a piece of paper. Hey, Mark, I want you to know this. People email me. They say, you better be careful. You're getting into the new age. You're getting in. Folks, this ain't any new age, huh? All power.
Amen.
Power. Power. What is that power? What is that power when we pray the prayer of agreement? Why do two people praying together create more power? Why does one send 1,000, two send 10,000? Why the power of agreement? What is that? Is that like, again, all plugging into the same core? I don't know. But if you think I'm talking about new age stuff, you're crazy. You're crazy, not me. This isn't new age. How does power work? Where's this power? The Lord said, I've given you power. Power. Amen. What does that look like? Come on in, Mark.
Well, I just appreciate the opportunity. My heart's heavy with Randy and others. I had a friend at work. His brother went to hospital yesterday. He needs prayer. His heart stopped. And you wonder, you know, what's on your mind when somebody's sick is did you get the vax? Spencer's sent him a bunch of information this morning. I'd like to pull up the deck I used at Occupy, actually, and I'm going to go through that briefly. And we talked about when you talk about frequencies and you talk about sound and light, what is all that, right? So who is the prince of the power of the air? Is it related to the devil? Well, we know that Satan was one of God's greatest angels, and he had him by the throne. He was adorned in gemstones, which resonate at different frequencies. He's the angel of music, the angel of light, frequencies, prince of the power of the air. Well, what's the power of the air? So if we scroll through this deck briefly, this deck I used at Occupy, but I'm not going to do the whole deck, but I'd like to show you, and it'll be available in the chat or wherever after. So here it says in Ephesians, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. So he's related. The spirit of the power of the air is related to the children of disobedience. So maybe if you associate the way they're acting with the forces around them in the air, say, the environment they're in, it's causing it, the sound, the light, etc. Next slide. So what is it? What is the power of the air? We could say it's frequencies, electromagnetic fields, particles, even things we put there, chemtrails. I released a document yesterday that stated Bill Gates is using chemicals in the air to cool the earth. But it said we may lose our blue skies. So you can look that up too. Go to the next one. I mean, there's just a lot going on in the air around us that we need to look at. But what is the air? Well, on day two, God separated the waters from the waters, and between the two, he created the firmament. The firmament was good, and Nikola Tesla said the firmament is the ether. The firmament is the energy of the universe. Science knows there's something called black matter, which has more energy in a little tiny bit than all of whatever. So I believe that the firmament is the energy that makes the universe work.
So Mark, Michelle and I were driving up here yesterday on the way up here. I could see off in the distance a thunderstorm, right? Now, friends, stay with me here. There's energy accumulating there, right? Something has come together. Some forces have come together there to create some energy. In fact, lightning's shooting down. So we understand that there's energy there, Mark. The idea that there's power in that air is undeniable, right? It's right there in front of us.
It's a Tesla coil. So Tesla figured this out. He figured out since the center of the earth is molten lava and you know, high pressure electromagnetic energy, that we basically in the atmosphere, it contains nitrogen and just the right components to make a plasma coil. 45 hertz in that environment creates plasma. So the aurora borealis is plasma. So if you go to the next one.
So he's the prince, he's not the prince of the air. He's the prince of the power.
Prince of the power.
Of the air.
That's right. Biblical frequency. So within this, God spoke, and we've covered some of these. He spoke light, the firmament, earth, sun, moon, stars. God heard Abel's blood calling out from the ground. David delivered Solomon from demons using an instrument. Judgment during Noah's time, was that radiation? Did we have a radiation event that create? We changed from living 1,000 years to 100. We changed from living eternally to living death. So something in our body changed in this earth. So I think these frequencies and a lot of this going on. So here we get into the spectrum. If you go to the next one, we get into the what frequencies are. Now, this kind of – I'm going to go through these pretty quick because Doc Jen just taught this, but you'll have this to refer to. But this is what frequencies are. They're measured in hertz. And if you hear hertz or kilohertz or megahertz, that just means there's more of them. So a megahertz is a million cycles a second. One hertz is one cycle a second. So you're going to hear the term megahertz in a bit. Next
Mark,
slide.
Is the cycle just an up-down? Is that what a cycle is?
An up and a down. So your lights in your home blink up and down at 60 hertz. And the little filament inside stays hot long enough so that you don't see it blink. AC coming into your home turns on and off 60 times a second.
Wow.
So within the earth, there's a lot of frequencies and there's a spectrum of these. And we know about these. We know about the Schumann resonance. Randy has a patch that he puts on you. That's the one Ricky wore that resonates at the Schumann resonance. And then you have low frequency audio. Then it gets into radio frequencies, AM, FM, all the way up through 5G. And then it gets into frequencies you can't hear. Dogs can. And then it gets into light that you can see. But then it gets to where you can't see it, and they still call it light. But I think there's way more frequencies that we can't see or hear that we have bodily processes that work on those frequencies. Our pineal gland has rods and cones. The pineal gland's in our head. It's not out here where we see light, like our eyes. So what's a pineal gland with rods and cones, which convert frequencies to chemicals in our brain, inside our head? So it must be picking up other frequencies.
So Mark, when we see a rainbow, we get amazed by rainbow, and all that is really is just showing different frequencies, isn't it?
It's frequencies. When you look at a person's shirt and it's red, what you're seeing is a reflection of light off of them. The light bounces off of that shirt. It absorbs the colors except for red, which it reflects, that wavelength. It goes into your eye. And then your rods and cones convert that to a chemical, and you compare that chemical feeling to a memory.
And
you used to get tested on that. You'd show a card, it's yellow. No, that's red. Oops, you get a slap on the hand. So you learn memories. You learn those wavelengths, what they look like through the chemical process.
Gotcha.
So whenever you look at a person, you're seeing a reflection of energy. When light hits them, light bounces off of them, and you see a combination of all of that light, plus the Bible says that light shines out of those people's eyes. If you got evil in you, there's cloud covering the light that shines out from your eyes into the world.
Windows of the soul, huh? Windows of the soul.
So earthly frequencies are all around us, right? Next one, the Schumann resonance. There's info on that. Next slide is a picture. Maybe you saw Doc Jen's picture of the spectrum of radio and the other frequencies. And then can frequencies be weaponized? Move on a slide or two there. So y'all can look this over when you get it, but it's review, really. Can frequencies be weaponized? Well, we heard that there's an audio weapon. They play it really loudly and it causes pain. They say that ultrasound vibrates the embryo of the baby to such a degree it's unhealthy and it could be causing autism. But if you got a louder sonogram, you get to see more. Maybe you can see the baby's brain. Maybe you can see his genitals before they form and change them with the ultrasound. Maybe we can blast audio right into the uterus. What do you think, Coach?
Wow.
Then you got video. You got flashing red lights in TV, programming you just by the flashing. No matter what is on the screen, the flashing light, the sound plus the video. Prince of the Power of the Air uses eyes and ears. It's the only way he's got in our head. Through our eyes and our ears, we let him in. And then we get to capture thoughts. Electromagnetic energy, which is separate than RF. It's separate than sound. Electromagnetic, separate. Light induces and suppresses seizures. We know that. Blue light calms seizures. Red light calms seizures and is healthy. Blue light induces seizures. Frequency. Microwave energy, nanotechnology. We know that all of these things are bad for us. Nanotechnology, I'm going to skip these slides, but there's all kinds of things. I'd like Spencer to peel out and do a quick search real quick on smart dust. So just go to Google and type Smart Dust and Wall Street Journal, WSJ. WSJ and Smart Dust. Now, this came out years ago, but it got me looking. And I'll just show you this briefly. Y'all can do your own study. There it is. Little tiny computers that draw power from the air. There you go. That's in the Wall Street Journal years ago. So if you look, go back to the deck, right, and you look, I've actually, for this lesson, I broke out what smart dust is. So if you take a look at the next slide.
So, Mark, what's cloud seeding then?
Cloud seeding is putting metals in the air that allow water droplets to form around, which enables clouds to be formed. They learned that when Nikola Tesla built HARP with the BAE system. So the company I used to work for built HARP with Nikola Tesla back years ago. And then in 2014, they won a multi-million-dollar contract, BAE did, to fix HARP, which is now owned by the universities.
Wow. Okay.
Next one. So smart dust and all these things, this is kind of how data, how frequencies impact the way that we operate, okay? And this is a system that we're immersed in our environment. So keep that in mind. The next one, how do they change us? What do they do with us? You know, here's that system, right, of everything interconnected. And then how does it impact our bodies? Well, the military has been doing this for years. So the next slide shows within our bodies how these frequencies could be used as a weapon. Wildly racing heart without cause, forced movement of the jaw. And I know that people who've been in these government programs have had all of these tests done on them. So they may have had these symptoms forever. So just like your brain, Coach, whenever you are fearful and it grows, that's called mental memory, where you do it automatically without thinking. See, your body would continue to do all of these things after you program it to. And it don't stop. It's like a person with a limb that gets cut off and then they still feel pain in their foot. All right, so a couple more slides ahead. Prince of the Power of the Air. If you keep going, there you go. No devices of the enemy. This is where we're headed. Testing, determination of targeting, active or passive. So you need equipment to know that you're being radiated. It's invisible, Prince of the Power. Detox, after testing, determine remediation and detox. So how do you keep your body clean? How do you stay out of a field? Long-term, assume nanotech is in the air, food materials. Watch a video. Pay attention to what's going on. Next slide is Carrie Bruner. Prince of the Power of the Air, she was targeted. She's got a huge testimony. And she actually put uranium in her body, and she went through months of heavy metal detox, very painful, where they weaponized her. They injected her in a medical procedure. So anytime you go into a dentist or doctor, what she found is there were extra doctors in the ER, in the surgery room, and she actually did her research, and she couldn't identify who those doctors were. Turns out she got loaded up with uranium.
Okay, Mark, listen. I know this is page 28 and you're on page 12. What about this what about this graphene that they're putting in these vaccinations and putting inside of us?
Well, graphene is a structure like a hexagon. It assembles. It's in a hexagon, it forms a field, so it's very good at holding energy and being used to build stackable energy devices. It makes you conductive. Okay, graphene makes you conductive, which makes you a better recipient and receiver. And you
okay, folks, that's one of the videos we have posted. That's exactly what they're doing. They're making.
I got a lot of info.
Okay, I'll shut up.
Got a lot of info on that. I wasn't going to go over it today, but the next slide is me. So I'm going to show you, when you're dealing with people in the body of Christ, you never know who you're dealing with. I was 6 years old, but I lived in that barn, okay? My mom's in there making a sandwich. We lived through winters in that barn. My dad put that tank on top, and that was spring water fed into that. and it heated up in the sun, and you see the shower stall on the left of the barn.
Wow.
Okay. That barn's still standing. My grandfather built it. My dad sold this place. But I'm saying we are these people. This is us. Okay. So let's peel out now and talk about what we're going to do about all this. Okay. I pieced together some stuff on oils. What's happened is a lot of people are selling essential oils, and they have gadgets and they have things. I've talked to Brian Cunningham. He's got products. We all have gifts, but where do we plug them in and how do we use them? So I'm going to go through a few of these links. So if you could switch over to the text file, Spence, that'd be great. And then the links, healing frequencies of essential oils. So reality is when you have an essential oil, it does change your frequency. It does, period. Now, I got an oil from Michelle, and it was amazing. It's called Past Tense, and doTERRA sells it, and you rub it on your neck and temples, and it basically fixes you. So as you scroll through this, you're going to see a lot of data. But this is the article that talks about the BT1. Stop right there, maybe. There's a BT3 frequency monitoring system. So I got the patent for that. Y'all can look at it. But what they do is you can put a substance and you can measure the frequency of that substance. It could be a combined substance like an oil. And what they found is all of these different oils have different frequencies. Well, lo and behold, what it says right here is it says that in comparison, fresh produce is this and that, right? And it gives you a megahertz for herbs and vegetables. So if you keep scrolling down, there's a picture of something like a bow tie. The human frequency chart. So it says in the middle of this chart that we're supposed to be at 62 megahertz. Okay, 62 megahertz. And a baby and your brain waves are up around 75. So as you move down into your body, it's around 62. So your bones and all that have different frequencies. So if you read this chart, focusing on negative energy brings your energy down. So if you stay fearful, your frequency's lower. Well, down at the lower end of the spectrum where it says less than 60 megahertz, if you get down to 20 or 25, you die. You die. When you're born, you're above 70. So we live our lives eating things and immersing ourselves in environments and even thinking things that change our frequency. Part of this whole study I did before was on brain waves. And when you pray, your brain increases its frequency. Okay. Whenever you meditate and you're thinking about pets and you're watching goldfish, your frequency goes up. All right. Whenever you're in a noisy environment, the noise causes your frequency to go down. Processing on positivity, focusing, it increases your frequency. So this is just one study, right? But it also helps your immune system, vitality. You can't get disease if you're above 62 megahertz. You can't get disease. So all these foods and everything we take in, it is a frequency, and that becomes our frequency. All right, so everybody got their papers, okay? What we're going to do is up on the top of the paper, we're going to draw a bow tie, okay? Just like this picture, kind of. We're going to put a little bow tie with a circle and then kind of something like this. If y'all could see that, it's just a bow tie. And you could put 62 right in the middle of it, okay? So we're going to put 62 in the circle. And on the right, we're going to put wellness or benefits. I'll put benefits. And on the left side, we'll put ailments. And down at the very left side of the bow tie, put 20. That's your death, 20 megahertz. And over on the benefit side, put 75. Okay, 75 megahertz. So now we got a little bow tie. We got benefits and we got ailments. Now underneath here are things that are going to be helping us. Okay, so if you look at this chart, what helps you? It says focusing on positivity, meditating. So prayer would go on this list on the good side, right? So what I want y'all to do is we're going to go through a process now. We're going to make three categories, okay? So I'm going to draw two vertical lines and make three lists, okay? So y'all do that. Two vertical lines. And on the top, I'm going to put three titles. I'm going to put spiritual, physical, and emotional. Okay? So everybody has a list, and it's got spiritual, physical, and emotional in a list. All right? So we got our gifts. This is the exciting part, Coach. We have our gifts. You got spiritual gifts, physical gifts, and emotional gifts. I love talking about Craig Mickle's horse. Craig Mickle's horse, that's his pet ministry. Whenever people are around pets and animals, it increases their frequency. Unless they're biting you or something, right? But anytime you're around animals like a dog or you're petting, you know, watching goldfish. So in the emotional, I'd like you to put pet. Pet ministry, pet. What else can you do emotional? All right. How about Ohio Brett? Whenever he's around you, don't you feel charged up? Isn't he encouraging? So in the emotional, put encouragement. Encourage. So what we are doing is now you got two gifts, a pet ministry and an encouragement ministry that you could offer someone that improves their emotions, which increases their frequency. Now, when your frequency goes up, it helps your physical and your spiritual. Okay, now how about spiritual? What do we do for spiritual? Somebody blurt something out. What do you do for spiritual?
Pray. Scripture?
Pray.
Pray. Pray. Scripture. Scripture. You stay in God's word. What else? What do you do
worship,
for spiritual?
Praise.
Sing.
Worship.
Sing.
Praise.
Worship.
All right.
Yep.
Hey, sing. Don't we have prayer? Sing. Don't we have prayer warriors? Don't we have people
yes.
play instruments? Don't Dale play a guitar?
Yes.
Are you starting to see our gifts? Are you starting to see the cue lining up here?
Yes.
All right. So that's now if Dale's playing music, it increases your frequency and it helps your emotions and your spirit. You see what I'm saying? So this is all tied together. Physical. Let's do some fun physical. Who's got a physical thing? We talked about Randy.
Hey, Mark. Mark.
Walking.
Yep. Mark. Mark. Real quick.
Yep. Yep. Go ahead.
The music that David played for Saul is a very good example. It helped to calm Saul's spirit.
Music. Yeah. Let's put music under emotion because it's not physically in touch. It's kind of Prince of the Power of the Air, or it's Jesus Christ of the Air is going to nourish us, right? So put music under emotions. Physical, you got walking. Now, if you're playing music, if you're playing spiritual music, right, if you're playing it, that's physical. It's changing you physically because you're doing it, right? Walking, diet, I'm going to put walk for physical. I got walking, diet, put supplements. All of our vitamins, right? That's physical. You take it in. So your food, your water, put water. Water. What if you're drinking bad water with a bunch of chemicals in it, right? And foods out of a can have zero frequency.
Wow.
So any processed food has zero. So if you're operating at 62 megahertz and you take in zero, does your frequency go up or down?
Down.
Goes down. So meat, 7 megahertz. You see what I mean? So you balance your diet with high foods and low foods. You need stuff from meat. You don't stop meat necessarily. You got to take in those proteins somewhere. But of course, God made the manna machine, which was like a high protein algae, right? An algae, you could get protein from beans. So now you got, let's say, how about survival? How about survival? So if I put readiness or survival on here, that makes you secure. When you're secure, that's opposite fear. That gives you boldness. It increases your energy. So just by preparing a little bit of food, water, training, doing what Bobby Lee does, you know, so now Bobby Lee's gift becomes the way to increase your frequency that can help your spiritual and emotional. Okay? So we're plugging our gifts into this table of all these things. What can I do? What can I do? I can't do that. I can't go. I can't. Well, look what you can do. So you have to find your gift. Now, this is the deal. Once you get all these written, everybody's going to have a list of people. These are people in the body of Christ. Now I want you to go to the bottom down here. This is our environment. I'm going to put an arch across the bottom. It covers all three. And I'm going to write environment. So now we know that we got wellness, that's that we could improve our spiritual, our physical, and our emotional. And we got specific things we can do to increase our frequency. Doc Jen talks about this. All right, look at this. Now think about transmission. Think about the virus. What does that do to your frequency when you're around people with it? The more and more people you're around, you're getting that source from everyone. So if you're in the middle of 10 people vaccinated, you're getting a frequency, okay, from 10 people. And that's going to either bring your frequency up or down.
By the way, I'm sorry, Mark. I just saw today that the FDA has now admitted that vaccinated people are, in fact, infecting other people. Isn't that something? So they're getting the vaccination in them, and they are then spreading it to other people.
How do they do it? Here you go. Frequency. We operate this way. Your body is bioelectric. This is how we operate. You want to fix yourself? It's like a battery. A battery, you got to charge it. It's got a voltage. You have a frequency. You got to improve this. You do it all these different ways, but you got the environment you're in. So if you're trying to improve someone's, give them an essential oil or a dietary thing, but they're living beside 10 smart meters in a trailer court, you could give them an oil. Sure. But what about their environment? What if they got people beating them up? You know, what if they got people playing loud demonic music all the time? So under environment, I want you to write sound, light. I want you to write cosmic, COSMIC. I wrote cosmic on the high side, and I'm going to write earth on the low side, earth. We know that the earth has frequencies. So the thing about these is they affect all spiritual, physical, and emotional. If you're in an angry environment, it brings your frequency down. They prove that listening to scary music brings your frequency down. Listening to worship music brings your frequency up. So if you're in a crowd, that's going to either bring your frequency up or down. So what we want to do, this is where the armor of God comes in, guys. This is so exciting for me because it's where we plug in. It's how we improve our frequency. It's what I've been searching for all this time. If you're immersed in Wi-Fi, that's an environmental factor. Get out of it. If you're immersed in all this radiation, it's affecting all three areas. So what you want to do is make sure that you're out of those areas and be aware of it. Supplement those areas with encouragement. If you're always going to a hospital and seeing people die, you need encouragement. That is hard. That's a drain on you. So you got to find a way to be positive and bold in the face of everything. Now, on the backside is how we do this. So what I want you to do is do this for you. Now, as you walk up to a person and you got an oil, or Brett wants to talk to him about the Bible, or maybe, you know, Craig wants to do his horse ministry, or maybe I want to talk frequencies, right? I can't just walk up and start talking about the Bible. I'm a Bible thumper. People run away from you. So like Coach says, you got to build a relationship in this world in order to build a relationship in the other. So over on this side, I'd like you to take and put your name right up top. Put your name. So you're going to say, hello, Mr. Whoever. This could be a friend or a stranger. And I'm going to make two lines and have three lists, just like I did before. Two lines. And now I'm ready. And now I'm going to go cold. I got an oil. I got frequency healing patches. I got prayer. I got the Bible. I got all these gifts I want to share with this person. But I want to know about them. What's your problem? What can I help you with? People love talking about their problems. So what you want to, what I think works, my wife is selling oils, which is physical, but that's only one thing that's going to impact her frequency. This person might need a lot of other things. So let's find out. Ask that person, name three things that you need improvements with in your life. Three. Oh, I got problems. I got all this and all that. I got family problems. I got financial problems. Write them down. What are three of your problems that you want to improve? You. So write them down. You can write health, right? Everyone wants to improve their health. So I'll write health. I'll write finances. Now, think about these people. Why are they saying these? I talked to my daughter-in-law, Deja, and her three were finances, family, and believe it or not, she said spiritual. She didn't say health. She's perfectly healthy. So here I am walking up with an essential oil to improve their health, and this person don't even perceive it as a problem. Meanwhile, they're going bankrupt. Their husband's cheating on them, and their children are sick and this and that. So an oil's not going to help that person. So what you're doing here is you're beginning a relationship. You're learning about that person's problems. You're taking time for them. You're listening. What do you want to do about your finances? So I asked Deja, what do you want to do? And that's a big question mark. They've only got so much money. She's thinking about going to work. You see the conversation? It didn't at all have to do with oils. But then health. Let's say you got somebody that's got health problems. They got back pain. You know, they got an upset stomach all the time. They got an ulcer, say, and they're having to get treated for an ulcer. But then they got family problems. And I ask her, what do you want to do about your family problems? She says, I need to be a better planner. I need to organize. So I wrote it down. Plan. Organize. Well, what about getting out and doing stuff and this and that? Well, we really don't have money. So now you got a problem in the family that might be helped if we fix the finances. So you've almost got a similar chart to what you got on the other side. If you can help a person here and here and here and improve that person, now you can talk to them about the Bible. They trust you, don't they? Now you can share the word of God with them because you took the time to learn about them. You didn't just say, hey, do you want to buy an oil? Hey, do you want to buy a patch? No, you found out they need a patch, and then you referred them to Randy, who has the patch, and let Randy do it. You got a legal problem. Hey, I got a friend, Roger. I'll call Roger, see if Roger can help. So all of a sudden, two of you are working on this one case, and then you find out he's got a serious ailment. Well, I'll call Doc Jen. Maybe this one's beyond me, right? Get another person involved. Now you got three people sharing their gifts with one, with the goal to share the body of Christ with her, to show her how we operate. Okay? So let's go to another link. Let's go to the one that let's just look at a couple more links. This stuff is all going to be available to you too. So Spence, if you want to go back to that list of links and click on one of them. It should be the one up top. My screen's, go to the next link. Okay. The healing frequency. Check this one out. Let's see. Of essential oils. So this one has a chart. Now, all of the, go to the next link. There's a, in my text, Spence. Yeah. So here's another one. an overview of the vibrational frequencies of essential oils. This one has a chart in it. So if you scroll down to the chart, okay, I think it's got a blue chart that has them listed. This is just one example. All right, right there. All right, now we heard about white pine, and pine is supposed to be helping with the COVID symptoms. I want you to look at the frequency of blue spruce, 460 to 500 and some megahertz. Rose, 320 megahertz. Okay, frankincense, 147 megahertz. Okay, we are 62 megahertz. So what did the kings, when they had a chance to give the king of eternity, and all the kings brought him something, what did they bring him?
Frankincense and myrrh.
What's up with that? Uh-oh. Out of all the things on earth, they brought him frankincense and myrrh. So this interested me. And I'm going, what the heck, Judy? You're selling oils? This fits. This is biblical, guys. Go to the next link. There's another link there. Mel, Liberty Mel sent me a link that was really good. I wanted to share it with y'all. See that other one?
I haven't learned any
of this. Yeah, this is it.
Mark, I haven't learned any of this in church.
I know it. I know it. Well, what we're doing here is I have more, but this is just so much. Scroll up. Go ahead and scroll up through this, and you'll start to see the list. Human body. Now, check this out. These are measurements of the human body. 80 to 82 megahertz. Genius brain frequency, 7290. Normal brain, human body, thymus gland. So these can be measured. So what this gets into is that BT3 measuring device, which is what the Royal Rife, the Rife machine, that's what it's based on. All of this is based on measuring the natural frequency of a substance. So all of your organs have differing frequencies that you can take supplements to fix that organ, which improves your composite body frequency. Okay? You can take things for your brain. That'll improve your brain. So if you keep scrolling, I mean, there's all kinds of conditions. There's all kinds of see, cold and flu starts 57 to 60. You can't get it above 62. I guess you could, but there's situations. So with that said, just as a quick review, our bodies were spoken into existence. We were made of this earth. The dust of this earth, when God breathed into it, was living dust. It was living soil. It had humates, and it had fungi, and it had microbes in it that made the soil communicate. So imagine a picture like an Avatar with all the ground being lit up, blinking, twinkling. Imagine heaven. Imagine the earth living. Now, in reality, John Hartzler's dad figured this out. And I like telling this because it's about frequencies. All right? So whenever you grow natural soil, it's got all of those living organisms. The plants have natural sugars called sugar bricks. The sugar bricks are a natural pesticide because insects don't have a pancreas. They can't eat it. So if you have natural grown food, non-GMO, organic food, you don't need pesticide. And all the farmers know this. It just kills it. So that makes a plant with sugar bricks. We are supposed to eat sugar bricks. We are supposed to eat plants from living soil. All of these herbs came from plants from living soil. So the oils and all of these things that you're hearing about in holistic medicine should go on the list with proper discernment. So we'll have some time for questions and all that. I wanted to just cover, as we look at all of these things, you're going to find things that are bad. Everything's not good. Brian Cunningham had a product that he's not in favor of because it was a liberal company. So it's being funded. People are making money off of us because they pour in their product into the Christian community because we trust them. Their money goes to fund abortion. So discernment has to go into this whenever we add things. What's the end game? This could be on a website. There could be logos for products and services. You could have a blog on one side with stuff about graphene. There could be information, you know. So what I'm thinking is this should be able to be put into a web page. And do you have the picture of that pattern I sent you, Spencer? It's just a picture of a circle with lines. I don't know if he's got that. I'll let him be looking. It would have been in the email as an attachment. So basically, a way to do this, y'all can do this now with a piece of paper. That's why I did it with you. Whenever I'm selling cybersecurity, they got a million choices. And I'm trying to weed through all this and get that customer in an environment that he's secure with the right products. He's got existing things he's using. So part of your process over here is, what supplements do you already take? You're not a doctor. But if you want to know if you're displacing another health thing or whether they may have a better one than you. So part of your discovery with that person is, what are they doing about it? If they say health, what are you doing about it? What are you taking? What are you taking? And then you can go and ask help. Whoever gets your oil, say, hey, this person's taking some cardiac medicine. Is this okay? Don't get involved being a doctor whenever you're doing discovery. Get a doctor involved. That way you're safe.
Charts up, Mark. Charts up.
What?
Spencer put his chart up.
All right. So what this is the picture y'all drew. All right. I put it on a piece of paper where you could fold it in half. The bottom half is your spiritual, physical, and emotional, and you write 62 megahertz. The top half is that person. You write the person's name, his three ailments, right down in those little slots. You know, some things they're doing. So after you show them all of the body of Christ and all the things we're doing in the queue on the bottom to help their 62 megahertz, we told them about the environment. Now you can say, do any of these things seem like you could do them? Can I help you read the Word of God? You know, is your child, maybe he could use some oil. He has seizures. Maybe CBD oil is for him because he's got seizures. So then you write those in that person's page. You write down those things, and then you say, when do you want to do them? So now you got the person on a plan. You're moving them forward. You got a follow-up action. You can call them back and say, hey, how are you doing with that thing? And you keep this for that person. You give them one, and you keep one, and then you remember that person. He's important to you. And he liked this thing, and he liked this thing, and he liked this thing. Now you know which things he wants. You don't have money to help him. He don't have money. But maybe God will make it so he can get them. And then you can give that person a call back and say, look, I found one of your things. How are you doing on the other one? So this is a process. I wanted to show y'all a process. I'm showing my wife this. So maybe it'll help her sell her oil and introduce her to some other things. Okay? I didn't have much to show, Coach. This was on my heart, and I appreciate you letting me show.
Hey, I got my head spinning, Mark. You know, my wife sells oils, too. She's been putting oils on me. Frank and Sarah, put this on. Put on this peppermint. And I don't think, Mark, either one of us have really understood the depth of it, right? Mm-hmm. We haven't.
Well, we trust. Now we use our trust and truth in the body of Christ. We use that to discern. And then we can share it with others. But
so, Marcus,
you got to do it. You got to build it in this world first, Coach. You need to know that person's problems and be willing to help them. Otherwise, you're just another snake oil person.
Folks, if there isn't something to this in the transmission, why colloidal silver? Silver is a conductor, right, Mark? It's what's in computers. It's everywhere. Mm-hmm. And they tell us that if we drink colloidal silver, it makes us healthier, right?
Mm-hmm. Amen. And I saw somebody say bridge. That's what this is. This is a bridge to Jesus Christ. You're finding ways to talk to people. Maybe this way's not for you, but maybe you'll think of something based on this that you can do. All right. But this is a bridge. This is a bridge to Jesus. You're showing them you care without talking to them about the Bible yet. You're helping them with their problems first. Okay, and you may not even have an oil. You might be the evangelist who's out there pointing people at all these other people. That's what I do. I point people at other people.
So, Mark, listen, I know this from all of our experience out on the streets that we are really, we're really, really effective to people when we give them food, supplies, because until you meet their physical needs and then they know that you care about them, like you can share Jesus.
That's right.
You can tell them all you want to that they're going to go to hell. They don't care if they're hungry. They don't care. They don't care if they're struggling feeding their family, if they can't clothe their family. They don't care. That's why some of the stuff like Craig is doing is out on the streets handing out stuff. That's good stuff. But, folks, it has to move beyond that. It has to move beyond just meeting their needs. Your job is not to meet their need. Go ahead, Mark.
Another thing is this isn't a competitive marketplace. Like, we can have four essential oils here. doTERRA has a blend that Green Compass does not have. Green Compass is more CBD focused. doTERRA is not. So don't look at anything here as a competitive force. Look at it as brothers and sisters with businesses. And we're diverting our monies from pharmaceuticals into each other, helping each other's ministries. So eventually I see this, coach, as a barter system. A barter system. I'll help you with your case, you help me with mine. And all of a sudden, we're launching ourselves at people in force, sharing each other's gifts with people.
You mean to tell me that essential oils can do the same thing as some drug, some pharmakia that the doctor's going to prescribe to me? Is that what you're telling me, Mark?
Amen. Let's just say Jesus was in the woods for 40 days and 40 nights being sustained by frequencies. Let's say we could be sustained by frequencies. Let's say we didn't need food. We could be sustained through energy transfer into our cells just like food does, except you don't make poop. Now, wouldn't that be a good agenda for Bill Gates?
And you know what else, Mark? I've noticed this. As soon as I get through eating, like when I've been on a fast, I know some of them out there have been fasting. When I come off the fast and I eat my first meal coming off the fast, it's almost a letdown. Thinking, you mean this controls my whole life? What I put in my mouth controls my whole life.
It's mental memory. That part of your brain's bigger, just like fear. That part of your brain's huge if you're feeding yourself all the time. And it's always trying to take over, isn't it? Everything we give our time to after you put, after you hung your meat suit on the cross and gave your time to Jesus, everything we put our time in after that is his. Even thinking about food, that's his time.
Mark, this has been unbelievably fabulous, and I can't see much on my little phone here, but I know people are going to want to hear more about this, man. And I know that's bubbling inside you, and I also know it's bubbling inside Craig Mickle. He's probably kicking right now against the floor trying to get in here. But
all of us.
Yeah, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Natural healings. Those people have been known as kooks for so long, and they're not kooks, folks. They're not kooks. Pray for Randy. Please pray for my daughter Maggie and little Joe, even though that's not his name yet. Just continue to pray. Why? Because there's power in prayer and multiplied power when we all come together. In fact, I'm going to pray right now for Randy. Lord, just touch Randy. Everybody agree with me right now. Touch Randy Lunsford. Raise him up. Break that spirit of infirmity in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
We just plugged him into the power. God bless y'all.
Amen,
have a great week.
Amen.
Some of you can stay in a chat with Mark. I'm going to have to run. God bless you. Have a great week, and we'll see you on Monday.